If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 1059, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here we are on a Wednesday. Going to rain today, they say. Going to rain. Maybe this afternoon, some showers.
I don't know how I missed it. I'm usually, my finger's usually on the pulse.
What did you miss?
Pulse.
Hey, Pulse. Hey, Miss Pulse. What pulse. Did you miss?
I missed that the Golden Bachelor and the Bachelor are like cross-promoting or something.
So, Bachelor in Paradise last night. So, I will say this year's season of Bachelor in Paradise is just trash. It's terrible. It's like the Temu version of Love Island.
Okay.
Like they're shooting it just like Love Island, but it's not Love Island. And they got rid of the crabs. And everyone who watches the show, the crabs are the comic relief on the beach. But anyway, but last night, I think it's a game changer now because they brought the Goldens in on a yacht.
So the golden people, the old people are on a yacht, yeah, and then the young people are on a beach?
No, so they came in on a boat, and then they crashed the beach. Oh, so now they're on the resort. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now they're co-mingling. And the Goldens are there to party and just let loose. It's going to be epic.
When did this start?
It started last week was episode one, and then so Monday and Tuesday nights are now back-to-back, but last night's episode was 2.5 hours. Monday night's was 3.5 hours.
God, see, you add that to my Bravo. I mean, because last night was Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah.
You add all this together and Below Deck. I'm like just on my ass the whole time.
But up to this point, it's been garbage until the Goldens got added. I think that's going to be a game changer.
That does sound fun.
Yeah. Shame I missed it too. 3.5 hours of that.
But honest to God, like if you start, like if you're a Bravo fan, which I am, and then you add that, like I'm not going to do anything. I mean,
it's love overload.
But I will tell you this: I am worried about the women of Colorado. I am very worried about this because people are now going to these watch parties. It's the rage, right? It's this huge rage for total trash TV.
Yeah.
Did you see all the people in McGregor Square?
I did not see it until you posted. When you showed yesterday your wherever you got the caption from, then I noticed, there's a lot of people down there. I don't fully understand, though. So a lot of people show up just to watch Bravo or whatever their favorite TV is. I don't understand.
This one is
Love Island.
Love Island.
The season finale.
Yeah, they picked the couple that.
Oh, so it's a one-time thing with the finale.
Yeah.
They've not been down there for every episode.
No. Okay. It's just the finale. Whose couple?
Oh, I've seen those watch parties, like the final, whatever it was, Cheers or whatever. But I've seen those watch parties. But I thought this was something that was weekly going on.
No. Oh. But it's just funny because it's the first time this has happened where a buttload of women are just for the trashiest TV you've ever seen in your life. I mean, Love Island is like just, it's just people that want to be famous and have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. That's what it is. They just want the clout of being on TV
exactly.
And hooking up.
Yeah.
But the line before they opened the doors at Tom's Watch Bar, which is at McGregor Square, it was like a mile long. It was crazy.
What is happening to my girls in Colorado, you guys? Like, what?
People
this show.
All respect. All respect.
I mean, I guess it's just fun because you're just drinking and you want to see which couple, wins or whatever. But, man. It was huge. It was a huge deal. So.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I don't know. This Golden Bachelor thing with the Bachelor in Paradise, this might be the next big thing.
I think it's going to be
against Love Island because Love Island took off. Like, I can't believe it. It's Ariana hosts it, right? And so I didn't know it was going to be this big, and it just took off. And so I bet you anything, this Bachelor, a Golden Bachelorette thing. It's going to be a
I
thing.
Hope so.
BJ, you got to get your finger on the pulse and Jamie, sit there for 3 hours.
We're talking about something right now that I have no idea what it is. I don't even care, to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit for 3.5 hours and watch a TV show called Golden Bachelor.
Well, it's called that.
I just don't
it's
have a desire.
Bachelor in Paradise.
I know, but I'm just saying that. And if you do that, more power to you if you love it, okay?
So you love Miley Cyrus's hair.
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch Miley Cyrus's hair for 3.5 hours either. That's just a brief mention in a picture I saw. That's it.
It is a lot,
but I'm not going to get
invested in this. I don't know why ABC does that.
I don't either. You did 3.5 hours on a Monday, 2.5 hours. That's 6 hours of a stupid Bachelor.
And here's the thing. No disrespect, but like when my kid was your kid's age, there's just no time for that.
No. Absolutely not.
You know, like, I mean, you can try to do it when they go to sleep, but then you end up, like last night, because I don't have a little kid, but I was doing a bunch of different stuff, and I stayed up until midnight to watch Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah. I got a 7-year-old, okay? Yeah. It keeps me going, and he commandeers the TV, too.
Right.
So it's just impossible. Plus, it's just not even my cup of tea.
Maybe shouldn't be.
In Love Island, shouldn't be.
I could see you and Powerball Pete getting together for a watch party.
Yeah. Well, if it was something, you know, big, if it was a finals of a sporting event or something that, I get it. But
Bachelor in Paradise, you and Powerball Pete sitting together on the recliners. Yeah.
You know, Pete's watching. He's definitely watching.
Well, Pete has to watch because his wife makes him.
Yeah.
And she runs that home.
But what's his excuse for participating in Jamie's Bravo Bunch?
Because he's like, I think he's so bored.
That he's I think he wants to be a part of the show so much.
Oh, maybe that's it.
That he gets in with the Bravo to just have the insight on what's going on.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's his way of just keeping in touch. I don't know.
He did write me, which was a little odd, and he said, hey, I hear you're playing pickleball now. Want to play?
He has been looking for a partner to play with. Yeah.
You should start with him, though. You could beat the crap out of him.
Make him feel good about yourself.
He can't move. I mean, you imagine him like, boom, 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 boom. Back and forth.
Good idea.
Start with him and get your confidence going, man. Yeah.
Good idea.
Did you see the story of this guy that died traveling with that possessed doll?
Freaky.
Is this the wildest thing ever?
Weird.
Now, I've seen this doll many times. Have you seen it?
I've never seen
You've never seen this doll?
No.
This doll is from like 1964.
Is it like Chucky?
It's a Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
And there was a lady back in the 60s that she received this as a gift. She was a nursing student, I think. And she had a roommate. She brought the doll home that she was given. And they noticed that, ooh, there's some wacky things going on here at the house.
Okay.
And so she took it to a psychic, okay?
The Raggedy Ann doll?
The Raggedy Ann doll. She took it to a psychic, and the psychic said, this doll is possessed by a spirit of a little girl that died named Annabelle.
Ew.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is an angry doll. It is mean doll. They took the doll at that point and put it behind a glass case, and it's been there ever since. Annabelle. And this guy is a paranormal guy. And he decided to take the doll and go on tour with it. That was his idea.
All right.
He's died.
That part's weird.
He died. The doll killed him. died.
We don't have proof that the doll killed him, but something wacky happened.
Is that wild?
That is weird.
You've got a possessed, angry doll
that you took on tour and now you're dead.
And the whole idea of the tour is to show this doll off and to show that, you know, that paranormal activity is real, and he's trying to, you know, encourage people to buy into it, and it kills him.
And it was working because he was in Gettysburg when he died, and they sold out 3 full days to this thing.
I wouldn't even go to the show. I wouldn't go to the show.
Here's the simple story. Man finds psycho doll, goes on tour with it, and dies.
Dan Rivera, a Connecticut paranormal investigator and one of the...
By the way, I couldn't have said it better. Just the way you said it, Jamie.
Dan Rivera, a Connecticut paranormal investigator and one of the main handlers of the famous Annabelle doll, died suddenly over the weekend. That's according to the New England Society for Psychic Research. Rivera was a Connecticut native and was on tour with the doll, made famous by the Conjuring movie series. Annabelle is an endless source of fascination on social media because of the haunting stories that surround the doll. Now, at this time, it's not clear how Rivera died. The organization said they're heartbroken by his loss and that Dan truly believed in sharing his experiences and educating people about the paranormal.
That is weird.
So,
Weird.
Do you know, like, how old he was? Did he have,
54.
Like, 54. Did he have a medical condition?
Nope. They found him in his hotel room, unresponsive. Right. Called EMS. They came in and they said, hey, we have no idea how he died. He's just dead. Well, I guess the autopsy will show eventually. But I can't believe you've never heard of this Annabelle.
Nope.
The Raggedy Ann doll?
Nope.
It's been around since the 60s.
It's creepy.
It's popped up many times
but
on the internet.
I'm not really into that whole, like, didn't you and your wife, like, have somebody come and read your house or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we had, what was it, spirit finders or something, ghosts.
Because didn't your wife think somebody
ghost
was
hunters?
In your house?
Yeah. Yeah, because things kept turning on and turning off by themselves.
But that was just a phase. Now we're over it.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
They decided just to move
that,
on.
The ghost that we had,
well,
and
no,
I think we had
one.
Same house. Yeah, we still live in the same house.
No,
yeah.
I mean the ghost.
Oh, the ghost.
Like,
well, something I've done that has ran the ghosts off.
Okay.
I think maybe Grandpa Gus moving
so.
In. Okay? When he came in, I think the ghost said, we're out of here.
That would do it.
Washing my hands, I'm gone. I'm going to the neighbors. This Raggedy Ann doll story, though, that is wild.
That is weird.
I mean, this guy, I mean, he embraced this doll, takes it with him, going to go on tour, and
you
dies.
Know what we're going to find out, though? Like, it was just an overdose or something. It's going to be, like, lame. Right?
Uneventful, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to find out.
It's going to be like, yeah. We'll be like, oh, shoot, man.
I hope it's not lame. I don't want it to be lame.
Know,
all right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, I got a couple of tidbits here if you want them.
I love tidbits.
You like tidbits?
Tidbits.
First of all, let me say this. And every time I bring this up, Jamie, you say you're fixated on it, BJ. You got to let it go, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, let me guess. Hold on. You're fixated on it. Football.
Nope. No, it's a news story.
Oh, a news story. Oh, the dentist.
No, oh, no. Oh. I am getting fixated on that, though,
yeah.
The more I learn about it.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Fixated.
No, no.
Okay.
Remember that that Safeway boycott, strike that was going on?
Yeah.
One of the worst strikes in the history of strikes, folks. These people at Safeway are...
They couldn't do it right, Jamie. They're horrible strikers, I'm telling you. It's the worst strike I've ever seen in my life.
Do you realize they're still on strike? And do you realize
stop.
You
really?
Can go by any store, nobody's out there anymore?
No, they
just
stopped,
quit.
Didn't they?
No.
They're still on strike?
They never reached an agreement. No.
According to... So 1 week ago, the Denver Post has a headline that says Safeway Union ends strike as deal nears a new contract.
Right.
But
they never got a deal. They just quit. They just literally... No, I'm serious. Even the King Supers people aren't finished with theirs.
Yeah.
But Safeway just quit.
Wow.
They just said, you know, this strike thing was probably a bad idea. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Larry, let's just take some time off. I don't know. I don't want to actually go out there.
Don't you have to have a deal to end the strike?
Well, probably.
Yeah. The worst strike in the history of strikes.
You don't understand, Jamie. It's the worst strike you've
ever
had.
I will tell you this, and I told Spadil this a couple of days ago, is that these videos I'm seeing of these cart narcs, they've made me change my behavior.
Really?
Yeah, they have.
Cart
narcs? Yeah, I'm afraid one's going to bust me in a parking lot. I'm going to have a confrontation. They have these cart narcs. Yeah. These people are posting videos online, okay? And I don't know if it's so organized. I don't know what's going on. But they're posting videos online, and it's people that confront people who don't take their carts back.
I don't get people that don't take them back. I just don't get that. That is just the laziest pieces of poo people on the planet.
Like you park it in the median, like
yeah.
on that... No.
And it just, like, the wind, especially right now with storms, the wind picks up and then it just goes into somebody's car. I've watched it a million times.
I'm standing right here.
Laziest piece
that
of poo I've ever met.
That language you're using is not very appropriate right now.
Tonight, to my face,
you're saying this.
Today is a perfect example because it's going to get windy, right? Because we have storms. And then, boom, it goes to the side of my car because you just are too tired to take it back to the stall.
I've done where you take it to the front of the car and you know, lift up the front wheels of the car and leave it on half grass, half concrete.
Do you know how much harder it is to be the cart rider? Rounder then?
Yeah.
If somebody does that over the curb?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 I've done it all. I've done
it
all.
I take it all the way inside.
You do?
Every time. I take it all the
way
inside.
Bless your heart.
I don't do that. I take it to the cart corral.
Nope. Yeah. I take it all the way inside.
No.
Whatever's closest. If inside's closer, I'll go inside. If cart's closer, corral.
It doesn't even matter how close to the corral. I take it all the way
inside. Whoa. That's exactly what I do. I do whatever's closer. The grass, the police parking spot, handicap, whatever's closer. I do the same thing.
Come on, man. You cannot put a cart in the handicap. Come on.
Nobody ever parks there.
People need those spots.
You think it's just people with like big butts or something? That's what that spot's for.
No, most of the handicapped cars BBLs. I see that go park there are small cars, so there's room for the cart there too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
The worst are the people who don't return it and then they're like, yeah, I'm giving the guy a job. Like, dude, you're such a douchebag.
What's wrong with that? It is a job.
But they have other jobs inside the store. They just ask him to go do that
too.
You
don't realize how miserable that is to corral a bunch of carts.
Have you ever done it?
Oh, yeah.
Where? At Arby's?
No, for a hot second, I worked at Total Food and Wine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it was, that's the worst. When you have to go out there and there's a lot of carts and you got to put them all in a line and then take them all, it's miserable. And then there's one, like you, from you, BJ, one way out in the middle of nowhere, not near a cart corral, and you got to bring that one all the way back.
Sometimes I do wonder if they're happy to get outside, though.
Did you get a paycheck? Thank you.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, he's got
you're not proving anything.
Thank you.
Somebody said, Jamie, you think you're so special because you take it all the way inside. Oh my God. Yes, I am.
Yes.
So there.
Yes. You take your groceries out of it, you put your groceries in the car, and the most convenient place you can find, you just ditch it. That's what you do. You ditch
it.
I call it ditch. Well, now they have these people that just, they find it upon themselves to be the cart narcs.
Good.
They call themselves that. And they go to parking lots. They hang, but how much of a loser lifestyle do you have that you hang out in grocery store parking lots looking for people that don't return carts?
I love it.
That is a dumb life you lead.
No, it's not. It's ha-ha on you.
All right, let me play you one, okay?
Okay.
These are all over the place.
Is there a cart return right over there if you want it?
There's
a cart return right over.
You want to take it over?
No, that's your cart, not mine.
Now, who are you?
I'm Agent Sebastian with the Cart Narcs, like it says on my chest in bold, powerful letters.
You spend $300?
Oh, what'd you buy?
Groceries.
Okay, so then do you think you get to make it harder for the next person to park? Oh, okay, let's go, bring them on.
You know what, you're
I'm a nice guy. I'm helping out the community, actually.
I have one knee. And I want your card.
Okay, I got one for you. But, yeah, so did you have one knee when you walked into the store, too? Or did you lose it on the way in? That's me. I'm a nice guy, actually, sir.
This guy
is kind of hateable.
He is hateable, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to tell you right now. And this guy, he kind of does this so he can post videos. He wants the confrontation, and we get it. But there are a lot of people out there that are doing this, and they're turning on their phones, and they're recording it as they approach somebody. Just so happens that that's happening in the parking lot. Here's the problem, though. We have enough road rage in this world, okay? We have enough people with confrontations at restaurants or whatever, but this is going to start a real fight in certain parking lots over these damn carts. Is it really worth it?
Just take your cart back.
I don't want to take my cart back.
By the way, if you're going to follow the most fun like thing like that, right? The cart narts or whatever. Yeah. Oh my God, these five dudes go to boat ramps all across the country.
I've seen that too.
It is fantastic because all these people cannot put their boats in the water on the ramps, and they score them. They like give them scores, right? And the people get so nervous to back their boats in that they jackknife them and everything, and they're like, wow!
They could have filmed me one time. Yeah. We had Sea-Doos at a radio station that I was working at in Tampa. Uh-huh. I went and put them in the water one day and forgot to put the plugs in.
Oh, God.
I literally push them off the little trailer.
Yeah.
I push them off the trailer thinking that I can tie them right there to the dock. I'll go park the car. I come back. They're gone.
They already sunk?
They sunk.
That fast?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I had to go park and then walk back. And by the time I got back, all you saw was the rope leading into the water.
Oh, God.
The Sea-Doos were at the bottom.
Oh. Yeah, you would have gotten a high score.
I would have been on that.
Yeah. God.
But this cart narc thing, well, people that just confronting somebody in a parking lot, you don't know what kind of day they're having. I mean, it could turn ugly.
You don't know what they've gone through.
No, I'm talking about the person who's leaving the car.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Isn't that a saying?
Like me, for example. That's,
isn't that saying?
You don't know what someone's going through.
Yeah, you don't know what someone's going through.
Exactly.
I understand,
BJ. So if I'm that guy that comes back to my car, I load my groceries in, and I find the closest grassy knoll to leave my car.
I don't know what I'm going through that day.
Yeah,
you're right. You know what?
I might be in a hurry because I've got an appointment to, you know, biopsy or something.
Oh my God. Or you're taking your frozen food to a biopsy appointment.
Or my kid needs to be at the dentist in 10 minutes.
I don't know what I'm going through. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll rethink it.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The app free for your phone. You can take us anywhere you go. You got the podcast coming up there later. Quickly here, Cheyenne Frontier Day starts this weekend. They say if you want to see the world's largest outdoor rodeo, you better get your tickets because it sells out fast. The bull riding's, I think, Monday and Tuesday.
Also, I just wanted to tell you the new billionaire status symbol.
What is that?
Because I know we're all billionaires. Oh. It's a hat.
A hat?
A hat.
What's on the hat?
So they have, in Idaho, every year, billionaires get together, all these high-tech and startups, they get together in Idaho. And they said this year's accessory is the hat. And it says, that way it gives you, people don't go, oh, he has too many bracelets on. Oh, he's wearing this. Oh, he's wearing that. It's just the hat. And it says, it's a way to give yourself style without... like overdoing it. And so like one guy had an old surf hat on that, you know.
So it's no specific hat.
Well, like the Warner Brothers CEO wore a Warner Brothers hat.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And like the tech startup wore his own company's hat. But some of them are just wearing like vintage hats.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the new hat.
New hat.
Yeah. Wear a hat.
I wear a hat all the time.
I know you do. I wore a hat yesterday.
I got thousands of hats.
Nobody told me I looked like a billionaire though.
I got hundreds. I got tons of hats.
I do like the ones with the four-leaf clover that tells you different places that you play golf.
Yeah.
I think that one's pretty cool. That's what I wore yesterday. It says Lanai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing to me because I feel like that if I wear it, they think I'm Irish. You know what I mean?
I can see
that,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I first saw the hat. I thought, oh, that dude's Irish.
No,
look at him.
It's like the new, it's the new Planet Hollywood shirt. Remember when you wore Planet Hollywood?
And it had
like where you went in Acapulco or whatever? Yeah. It's that new, it's the hat and it's where you played. It's like a status thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying when I first saw it and I saw it at the golf course, I thought, man, these people are proud to be Irish.
Yeah.
Look at this. Every one of them's got that damn shamrock.
The shamrock? Yeah. Okay, never mind.
I will say this. I saw this yesterday. Now, I have no idea what this means, okay? I'm going to tell you that up front. But if you are looking for, let's see here, how do I put this? If a little tease to go see Superman. We talked about the movie yesterday, right?
My friend Phil gave it a really, really bad rating.
I've seen bad. I've seen great. Okay, so it's in between. I've not seen the movie. But according to what I read yesterday, the phrase on Google and other search engines, the phrase adopt a dog near me has gone up over 1,000% in searches. It is all because of Superman.
There must be a scene or something.
I don't know.
He has a dog named Crypto.
Don't give it all away.
That doesn't give, that's a really common thing for him to have a dog named Crypto.
Well, I've never seen Superman with a dog.
I never saw Superman with a dog books, either.
In the comics, he has a dog.
I don't read comics, but I've never seen Superman movie with a dog.
Yeah. It's a cute dog, too.
Yeah. But it is.
Uh-huh. Okay, so anyway, what?
He must have adopted it off the line, off of the internet.
Yeah.
Must have.
All right, well, good to know.
Up 1,000%. People are looking to it. That's a good thing, though.
Did I tell you about hats?
Yeah, she told us about hats. You probably don't know this, but Crypto has a shamrock on his ass. That's how these stories come together.
Yeah, it really does. Oh,
get out of here. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.